RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's a zillion Christmas movies. We just watched Elf as a family. You're not a big movie guy. You have a one seat of Christmas movies?
I did watch some of Elf. Like last night.
Like what?
That's the one with the comedian?
Will Ferrell. Yeah,
that dude's crazy.
He's funny.
I laughed my tail off. Man. Yeah.
What Christmas movies would the girls put on that you probably fall asleep while watching but are on?
I really don't know because I'm asleep probably before they start putting
them on. Landfill, what's your favorite?
All the cartoons and stuff are what I used to always remember.
I like. You know what I like are the old claymation joints, the Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, Frosty, and then Charlie Brown Christmas. You know,
yeah, we watch
that one.
I like
that one as well.
With the janky ass tree.
Mm-hmm.
Landy, what's your favorite?
Jingle All the Way.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It Turbo is. Man
and Sinbad.
Shout out to Sinbad.
Yeah.
Serious question. Sinbad still with us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is
because. It's a bit he's doing that he never did Shazam.
why you want to act like he never did Shazam?
Because it's something called what is it called? I can't think of it right now. Oh, the Mandela effect. And they're saying like something happened where like how Pikachu don't have the same black stripe. Something like that. And it's a movie. Shazam it's a version with Shaq and it's a version with Sinbad. But everyone seems to only remember the one with Shaq. And I have the Sinbad one at home. And Sinbad was like, I ain't make that movie.
You're one of seven people on the planet that own the Sinbad
Maybe
movie.
Maybe because it didn't do as well.
The Shazam movie.
You don't want to be a part of it.
Sinbad had a stroke. I just Googled him.
Yeah.
He's doing okay, though.
He did.
How do you feel about It's a Wonderful Life?
It's like a Hallmark thing.
Nah, it's old, real old. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
Probably from the 30s or
40s. I would probably think it's Hallmark and turn it off. Those get a little bit too deep for me. A little too sentimental.
So It's a Wonderful Life is usually on Christmas night.
Mm.
And I've usually had a few and watch it. And
it's probably exciting then.
I start crying. When
Jay, let's not blame it on the liquor, bro. You cry a lot. You're sensitive.
I only cry on airplanes and when It's a Wonderful Life comes on. And I'll tell you why.
Wait, why on airplanes?
I think there's like an altitude thing. Seriously, I cry on airplanes at the randomest movies.
Your eyes water, you cry like boo.
Are you familiar with the films The Transporter?
No.
I started crying at the end of Transporter 2 when he returned this little girl that got kidnapped to her parents.
I cried at the end of Old Yellow.
I cried. I was on a flight from some game back, and
I cried in Boys in the Hood when the dude got shot because I remember my boy just got shot.
When Ricky goes down, that's a tough scene.
Yeah, because my buddy had got shot maybe a few months before I saw that.
Only movie I ever cried on was Hardball.
Oh, what's my man's name that gets killed?
G-Baby.
G-Baby, that's tough. Yeah. That's
and I was really a kid tough. When that happened.
G-Baby, oh my gosh. And the kid's listening to Biggie. As long as he has his headphones, he's throwing strikes. Hardball's a sneaky, very good movie. Keanu Reeves is like a ticket hustler. It's a Wonderful Life for me. We always watched, growing up, we would watch Holiday Inn, Christmas Eve, and then It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Night. And, I'd watch it with my dad. I'd watch it with my parents. We all lived in the same house. Now, you know, dad's gone. They ended up splitting up later in life. Like, it just, I don't know. Jimmy Stewart's character in that movie is something I connect with, where you feel like you haven't accomplished much, and then you look around and you allow yourself some gratitude, and you're like, you know what? I've actually built something with my life. So It's a Wonderful Life for me. Check on me tomorrow night, like 9:30. Probably be some tears flowing. Maybe some bourbon, too. I think my favorite Christmas movie, though, probably Home Alone. I love Home Alone.
Home Alone was a good one. I was good. Oh, Macaulay Culkin. He that was a good one.
You don't like Home Alone, Jeff?
No, I do like Home Alone. It's just not my favorite.
What's your favorite?
I liked it.
I'm over here thinking because I'm torn between like four movies.
What are they?
The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
That's good.
Elf. I watch Elf every Christmas.
Elf's really good.
That is the funniest movie alive. And nobody, it's three actually. And Jingle All the Way. Because I watch those movies every Christmas every day.
I don't know that I've ever seen Jingle All the Way.
Well, you should fix that because it's great.
It's about a kid. They went all crazy for this Turbo Man action figure. They got parents rushing in stores trying to buy him, and he was trying to get his son one. It's a very good movie. You should watch it with the girls.
I saw like a couple of scenes.
And Elf, I know that movie almost word for word, especially
I was checking it out yesterday, and
Oh, when the dude drop kicks him? I saw that.
The Santa Claus with Tim Allen's a really good one.
I've seen that. The kids like that. I've seen that recently. I think you guys being like 10 years younger than me, I think the Jingle All the Way, Santa Claus era, like I was 23 and not going to watch that. You know what I mean?
Watching it, for right. Sure.
So I kind of missed that era.
Why are you trying to act like you so much older? You act just like them.
I'm older than them, though.
What the hell?
So the time, I mean, what are you watching?
No, something just
random
popped up.
Concerts on your phone?
No, something about Christmas.
I got a question. Serious one. How do we feel about the Polar Express? There's no chance you've watched it.
No. I know it. I've heard of it, but
well, it was a book forever, and then Tom Hanks made a movie.
It's like that weird animated Tom Hanks thing.
Dude, I don't really like it.
Not a fan at all.
Yo, it's like oddly dark and weird. Kids watch it, and shout out to the adults making money on everything. Like every city
White
now,
Brian now want to be a part of the show.
Yeah, White Brian's texting us like he's working.
Bleep that movie. It's terrifying.
Polar Express? Yeah. It's not good.
It's
kind of
like that damn song yesterday.
The Killers, Don't Shoot Me Santa?
Don't Shoot Me Santa. That's what the Polar Express was made off of, I guess.
I got a hot take here. My boy Peace Stew just texted me that Home Alone 2 is better than Home Alone. Well, Jeff, this is an audio medium and you're not speaking.
Yeah, you might
want to
talk into the mic, Jeff.
Jeff's too busy stuffing glizzies in his face.
I actually prefer Home Alone 3.
Now that you're joking. That's not even the same kid.
I know. That's why it's better. I don't like Macaulay Culkin. He weirds me out.
Yeah, he might weird you out. That dude, he acted in both of those little movies, man.
Yeah, Home Alone 3 was good.
I've definitely not seen Home Alone.
It was good.
Scarlett Johansson's in it.
And part of might want to go see
it. Yes, Scarlett Johansson is the big sister there.
Might want to check that out.
There's no way Home Alone 3 is better than 1 or 2.
No.
Period.
Just go
That's tough. You should watch all three with the girls tonight.
No, that'd be like 7 hours.
JP.
Jay, I used to do it with Godfather.
We gotta go to church.
I used to do that with Godfather. I watched all of them straight into the world.
Godfather 3 also sucks.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
But when you're watching them all together, you just get into it, man.
Home Alone 3 doesn't have any of the same people.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who is? It's a different kid. I don't even think it's Joe Pesci. Like, it's not any of the same people. I bet I know the plot, though. I bet I know how that's going down.
You ever heard of Christmas Vacation? My buddy said Chevy Chase.
Have you ever seen Christmas Vacation?
I never seen it.
Christmas Vacation's awesome. It's hysterical.
I'm not a guy to sit down and watch movies all day.
Christmas Vacation's funny, though. Yeah. Uncle Eddie is a character. Have you seen any of the Vacation movies? Like the Chevy Chase and the Blonde Lady?
I've seen probably a scene in everything that's out there.
Who's the mom? What's that actress's name? She had a fastball in her prime. What, you know her name, Landfill? I gotta look it up.
She had a fastball?
She had a fastball, dude. She well proportioned woman. Beverly D'Angelo? Is that right? Nah, that's not it. Chevy Chase is real funny in that. I don't know. It is Beverly D'Angelo. Beverly D'Angelo, mid-80s, fastball. She was painting 98 on
pull
the court.
Pull the pickup.
All right, but I got to find her in her fastball era, because looking at her right now, the fastball is gone.
She's throwing a sinker.
Yeah. Like she's Tim Wakefield. Just knucklers. I'll find a picture. Real question, though. And this is stupid radio schlock, but that's where we're at on Christmas movies?
No.
No what, Liv?
I know what you're going to ask, and the answer is no.
What am I going to ask?
Nope, you're just going to have to say it.
B, do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No.
For me, it's...
It was around the time, but there's nothing in the movie that really depicts that they're dealing with Christmas.
Although, in fairness, they are at a Christmas party in the movie.
Yeah, like, that's Christmas Eve, and he's flying to L.A.
But the movie does not focus on that. The movie focuses on all the other crap.
Can we quick pause from the radio schlock of the Die Hard conversation, and can we give B gets a live reaction to Beverly D'Angelo with her fastball era? Everybody ready?
I like it.
Yeah, fastball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's heat.
Yeah. Catfish Hunter.
Vita Blue. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that takes place at Christmas.
Bam. There you go.
That's it for me. Like, you're not going to sit down with little kids and watch Die Hard.
Hell no.
You know what I mean? I love Die Hard. It's a fantastic movie. But it's not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that takes place at Christmas. I kind of... There's no way you've seen Love Actually, Brian. Have you?
I've experienced love. I've never seen it.
Can you imagine B-Mitch sitting down and watching Love Actually?
No, you can't. No.
It's a British film about romance at Christmas, Brian. Does that make you more excited to watch it?
No.
Mm-mm. At the end, this dude has like a bunch of cue cards that he shows this lady, and they love one another.
He just show a cue cards?
Multiple. Lots of them.
And they just keep showing each other cards.
I imagine eventually they show each other something else. Well, but the end of the movie is cue cards.
I would think that you should have been showing the love instead of the cue card.
Landfill, have you seen Love Actually?
I have not, but I think Hugh Grant is in it.
Yes. Are you a Hugh Grant fan?
No.
Jeff, have you seen Love Actually?
No. Not at all. What about trains, planes, and automobiles?
I've seen portions of it. Isn't that more of a New Year's flick?
I don't remember. That's why I was asking.
The best New Year's movie by a mile is Trading Places. Does that count as a Christmas movie?
Nah, that's New Year's.
Well, my man's all drunk. He's dressed as Santa. Like, if Die Hard's a Christmas movie, can we say Trading Places is too?
Well, that's the best ever.
Disco wants to chime in.
What's Disco, up, Disco?
What up?
What up? Merry Christmas, man. You just took it from me, man. Trading Places is one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. It is a Christmas movie. It is
talked about Christmas. Everything, like the whole, the ending.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Duke. Merry Christmas, Mr. Duke. Merry Christmas.
The climax of the movie, however, is on New Year's Eve.
That's a whole week later.
Okay. Man, I know y'all not going to do it, but if you did a poll and you asked, is Trading Places a Christmas or New Year's, people going to say Christmas. And then also, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, do a poll and ask them.
Hold on, Shawshank's also, not a Christmas movie?
No. I was getting ready to say I cry at the end of Shawshank every single time.
When he's on the beach?
Yeah, on the beach when Morgan is narrating and he sees Andy on the beach and, man, it gets me every single time, man.
Here's my poll, dude. What's more of a Christmas movie, Trading Places or Die Hard?
Trading Places. I mean, Die Hard is so, it's semi-Christmas. I'm telling you, man. I'll buy you a glizzy, JP, if Trading Places is I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'll find you.
All right. People want to call in about Christmas movies. What the heck? That's where we're at.
Let's go with it.
Let's go with it. We're going to talk to Nui Scruggs at 1 o'clock. Thanks for the call, Disco.
Thanks.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.